The Olympic motto, faster, higher, stronger, may not only apply to sports. Records have been broken even before the start of the games in the realm of commerce. Sponsors are spending more than ever, but in China, that investment is not sure to pay off, as NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Beijing.
Coca-Cola's spectacular interactive moment now begins.
In a massive plaza in central Beijing, Coca-Cola is certainly ready to celebrate its spending power. This entertainment zone is a shrine to all things Coke, a chance for China's masses to be part of the marketing frenzy that is the Olympics. Coke has spent an estimated $70 million to be one of the top 12 Olympic sponsors, and perhaps $5 to $15 million more sponsoring the controversial torch relay. Andreas Kiger, Senior Director of Integrated Marketing for Coke China, refuses to even make a comparison with the 2004 Olympics in Athens.
It's not accurate to compare just because of the size of the markets, because proportionally speaking, obviously, I mean, I think Greece is probably the size of Beijing population-wise.
And China's massive market is the prize. 4,000 people a day pass through this zone, each clutching their free Cokes. Today there's a stage show featuring, among other things, the Olympic mascots, young Kung Fu masters and a contortionist. By the end, the crowd is going wild, singing their hearts out to the Coke ad, waving Chinese flags, cheering. But some say this investment isn't reaping returns.
We've done research in 10 cities throughout China, and we found that most consumers have no idea who the actual official sponsors are. For instance, we found that 40% of consumers thought that Coke was the official sponsor versus 60% for Pepsi.
Sean Ryan is the head of China Market Research Group. His research, carried out before April this year, indicates sponsors have been struggling. The top 12 spent around $866 million to sponsor the Games, around a third more than on Athens. But he believes they've ended up inadvertently competing with the government.
Chinese consumers have been hit regularly for a decade now for Olympic-themed messages, which makes it very difficult for the official sponsors to get their messages above the din.
However, on the streets of Beijing, all that has changed in the past month. When I meet marketer David Wolf, he points out the city is missing something.
The one thing we're not seeing is what we're used to seeing, and that is billboards and advertisements all around us.
And where have they gone?
They've just gone. They've been beamed up to Planet Olympics.
What he means is this. All ads by non-sponsors in major public places have been removed or covered up. This television ad also beamed up to Planet Olympics. It fell victim to a new regulation sprung on the stunned advertising industry at the beginning of July. The reasoning is the same as for the billboard ban, to make sure sponsors get their money's worth and to avoid ambush advertising. Some of the best guerrilla marketing so far has been a canny move by Chinese clothing company Li Ning. They sponsored the television commentators introducing the torch relay. This led many Chinese to incorrectly believe Li Ning were official Olympic sponsors. Chief Operating Officer Guo Jianxin says value for money is key.
Li Ning is still a small company and also a fast-growing company. So it's only logical that we spend money where we can get the best return.
So they've chosen to sponsor individual teams. Here they renew their contract with the Spanish basketball team. In this economic climate of belt tightening, many now believe Olympic sponsorship deals might start dropping in price. Marketer David Wolf.
To an extent, yes, this is the high water mark. China is the great game. China is where everybody wants to be.
And so the sponsors enter the final stretch of their record-breaking campaigns. In business, as in so much else, Beijing hasn't hesitated to use its authoritarian tendencies to protect the games. In this case, the sponsors' investments. But London may not be willing to take such draconian steps. So far, only 8 out of 12 of the top sponsors have signed up for the 2012 Games. And with the internet threatening broadcasters' dominance, some analysts are even beginning to ask if the economic model that sustains the games could be under threat. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.